always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Sherry Preston. As both President Biden and former President Donald Trump urge Americans to dial down the political rhetoric, former Homeland Security expert and ABC News political contributor John Cohen says,
"We are an angry, divided nation, and that anger and division has become intertwined in our political discourse. There are a growing number of people in this country who believe that violence is an appropriate way to express their ideological or political views."
Donald Trump, shot in the ear during the attempted assassination, has arrived in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention.
The plan is for this convention to go on boldly without any major changes to the program. The theme for tonight's session is Make America Wealthy Once Again. Headline speakers in prime time are set to include Teamsters President Sean O'Brien and model, rapper, and social media star Amber Rose.
ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Milwaukee. This is ABC News. Hamas saying today that peace is continuing with Israel. Peace talks. The terror group also saying its military commander is alive and in good health despite being targeted by Israeli forces. No slowing down in the minions at the box office despite the best efforts by a Nicolas Cage film and a new horror movie.
On movie screens this weekend,
I'm unstoppable!
Despicable Me 4 was unstoppable, taking in $44.7 million. It's now earned more than $200 million over 2 weeks. The story of the weekend, though, was the horror film Long Legs. It took second place, earning $22.6 million, despite only costing $10 million to produce. On the flip side, Fly Me to the Moon cost $100 million to produce, but only earned $10 million to come in fifth. Inside Out 2 came in third. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And Google may be on the verge of making its biggest purchase ever. It's reportedly in talks to buy Wiz, a cybersecurity company, in a deal that could be worth $23 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID cases are rising in central Wisconsin, but doctors say they're not alarmed. Melissa Kay explains.
Dr. Stephen Phillipson is an MD with Aspirus.
The good news about that is community transmission may be higher, but it's not impacting hospitalization, which means COVID is reverting to more of a disease like influenza, which can be deadly for some people, but not as deadly as it was when the pandemic first started.
Phillipson said that it's good to be aware and use protective measures when necessary. I'm Melissa Kay.
The Republican National Convention kicks off on Monday in Milwaukee. The four-day convention is expected to attract more than 50,000 visitors to Wisconsin's largest city. Republican Party leaders expect Donald Trump will make an appearance to accept the presidential nomination. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week, over the air, and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back left center field. Adames will launch a fly. Put two more on the board, courtesy of Willie Adames. A four RBI game. Home run number 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing 7 of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm, and humid again. Our high 87 with a heat index from 90 to 95 today. Tonight, clearing 67. Tomorrow, sunshine 82 by Wednesday, sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Joining us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigvi Olsen. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Monday to you. Get through the sweltering weekend.
Nothing going on this weekend.
Not that I know, so let's just move ahead. Wow. So biggest story, you know, we always say, I'm going to qualify it one more time. I said, when we're talking about doing the show, the only thing I don't want to do is talk national politics.
Yeah.
Hate that. You can listen to that, watch that, see it everywhere, anytime, everywhere. And I do watch it or whatever, but I just don't want to talk about it, be one of those people. But the biggest story in the world.
It is
the biggest story was the attack.
Yeah, the assassination attempt. Yeah, that really is. There's so much to be learned yet on that. But do you remember that whole Reagan thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right? We were, what, 20 years old and 21? 22.
What year was that? Like 81?
81, 82. Yeah. 81. It was 81.
I think so.
We were out of school.
Did you ever read the book Killing Reagan? You know, Bill O'Reilly writes those books. Him and another guy. I think the other guy does a lot of the work. But
does
anyway,
a lot more of the work. Yeah.
One of the Secret Service kind of dropped the ball on that one. Because you can see in the video, when the president comes walking out, the Secret Service people that are supposed to be just standing there watching the crowd all turn and look at the president. And that's when Hinckley brings up his gun.
Well, yeah. But they did a couple things right. One is that one guy stepped in front of the...
No question.
He took a bullet for him.
Right.
The other thing is that they just threw him in the car.
Yeah.
And this thing Saturday was stand up,
they wave. They didn't know the shooter was neutralized yet, did they?
I think they stood up? They did, but who...
But still, there's not another one.
Right. That's like
to
a
have
decoy.
Him stand up and do whatever
right. and a
was
perfect,
unbelievable.
Because there'd have been another shooter, two
prime,
of them.
Prime target.
Right. I just because with Reagan, it was like, I will say, and they showed that video. They've been doing some comparisons on that. But I mean, and I remember that. But man, I think they actually hurt him. They put him in the car so fast. But this thing here, and then when you listen to the tape, it's like, well, they were asking questions. What are we doing? What are we doing? Where are we going? And really, and that security, I know very little about the security, but I know a little bit about it because we did do some tabletop exercises. But one guy's in charge or one person's in
sure.
charge. And I didn't sense that with all the questions. And then you don't really listen to the candidate, but he was like, you know, I want my shoes.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
It's like, we don't care about your shoes.
Right.
You're going in the
right.
car.
Right.
And I just, in there, I think they were, and then to let him stand up and you know, they had some.
That was the bizarre
that
part.
That was really weird, I thought.
He was still a target.
Oh, boy.
A prime target.
Actually easier than the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Almost all the way till they got him in the vehicle. I mean,
he was still see him.
He should have been hunched over.
Absolutely. And that's what they said with that whole Reagan thing. It was just a huge
completely
shield.
Completely surrounded by other bodies.
Right. And I don't know. I mean, Trump is, I'm sure, very difficult to manage. But holy mackerel, I was surprised at the... Because usually the Secret Service guy... And I just... This is... I was thinking about, you know, Secret Service. But so after the Packers won the Super Bowl, we had a big event here in Green Bay. We Maroon sure. 5 was here and NFL did a thing. Remember that? It was...
Not right after the Super Bowl, was it?
No, it was the first game.
Yeah. Following right. the Super... Okay, yeah, okay. yeah.
And Governor Walker was at his absolutely peak popularity. Okay. Like everything. And I went to the game with him. And I remember there were some people that were holding, you know, Walker, and we wanted to walk down this hall. And I actually told some friends of mine, hey, look, we're going to be here. And the security guy goes, we're not going down there. And nobody said anything. Walker's just like, okay, we just turned. And you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It just seemed like, and that was
they were in control.
Totally. Like not even, you knew, nobody would say, where are we going? Or, where right. are we going? This guy's like, this is what we're doing. And everybody's like, okay. It was just weird that people were asking questions. I just thought that they didn't train enough or something, because you really, somebody should be.
Seems kind of amateurish. we weren't expecting this.
Right. Now what do we do?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I agree. But yeah, when he stood up, and my brother has been in law enforcement his entire life, he said, my God, I can't believe that.
Letting them do that.
Letting them do that. Yeah. That's unbelievable. Unfathomable.
I think what's like your brother-in-law said, you know, I can't believe they're letting him do that. The president's not in charge. The security guy's in charge.
Like, well, that's what I mean. I can't believe security. They're in charge.
Right. It wasn't.
At that point, it's not even president. It's the presidential candidate.
Right.
Is not in charge.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
So anyway, that.
Boy, there's some explaining to do with that one.
Well, and wow. I'll tell you what, and talk about just.
And missing the red, which people said, hey, we think there's a guy with a gun on that roof.
I know.
Where? Up there. I don't see anything.
Yeah.
You see anything? No.
And that one guy that was really trying to get the Secret Service's attention, saying, hey, look, there's a guy with and I think they even said there was a gun.
Yeah.
But the guy, you got to, not that you want to ever discount anybody, but I mean, he had the mega hat, the beard and everything. The guy probably thought, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but man, if somebody says there's a gun, I think you got to. Drop everything.
Well, like I was saying, if somebody was giving a speech right outside our window here, wouldn't you think that you'd have some Secret Service guys on top of the Hotel Northland?
Yeah, and that would be probably exactly what you're talking about in terms of distance, sight
exactly.
line.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I'm looking out the window now, and that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just it's just crazy how that got his ear and not, oh, man.
That's
just
mind-boggling. Because an AR-15 is so powerful. I mean.
The guy took off 4 shots, right?
Well, he killed the one guy, obviously.
Well, I think it was wounded. The same bullet.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But now he's a fireman. I was a great guy. I mean, it's story bomb.
I know. And, protecting his family.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I pretty lax security. Did you? I thought that was weird where they had the event, right? Some, like, farm field?
Yeah.
Like, that was.
I know.
That was,
I know.
Like, I mean, you think he would go, like, you know. Someplace.
To a factory or a whatever. Well,
right.
Yeah.
Or something or but, you know, the whole thing was just bizarre, and I didn't even know he was going to be there. This guy's waving to you.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
It was just, but it could have been, but we could have had a different conversation if he had turned.
What would have happened?
You know what? People, yeah, I don't know. I mean, right? I don't know what would have happened. That could have been very, very ugly in terms of, you know, I mean, you don't want to see political unrest. But I tell you, the good that could come out of this, like, good comes out of stuff like 9/11, and it really does. This, we could turn down the temperature. This could be, it'd be interesting to see his speech and Biden's speech about unity versus, you know, we're right and they're wrong. Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens. But then again, you know, people get emotional for 2 or 3 days and they're right back in their corners. I don't know what's going to happen, but he's in Milwaukee. I mean, he came last night. I didn't think he was going to come till Wednesday, so it'll be interesting to see who he picks as his running mate. I mean, there's, you know, the show's got to go on. He kind of said that, too. But
we having some reports from there, Todd, this
week? I think Civic's down there.
Yes, we're working on having that.
Okay.
So that'd be interesting. I'm sure they're going to, you know, interview people, but I just hope that it's like, oh, you know, these guys are this and that and that. I hope they just say, hey, look, you know, we got to unify this country and, you know.
I mean, that is true.
I know, and I hope that's the tenor of the RNC and the DNC, but...
Do you think... Okay, do you think... because I you got it. I don't care if you love the guy or hate the guy or whatever, whatever. You got to be impressed, because if a bullet nicked my ear from a high power rifle, I don't think I would have stood up right away and said, "Hey, you know, blah blah
fight,
blah."
Fight, fight.
I think I would have been in shock.
Right.
So I think there's people that are going to look at that as, look how strong this guy is. Right. You know,
to do that.
Yeah.
Ugh. Todd, who's the guy, the president that got shot, gave a speech?
McKinley? Yeah.
Anyway, you know, yeah, they're going to compare him to some superhero. I don't know. Wouldn't you like look at that and say, this is like, I would be so grateful. I mean, this guy's on borrowed time. I mean,
yeah.
And, but he just kind of, you know.
I know. I don't know if he was in shock and just didn't realize what he was doing.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But that was, wow. But again, I'm shocked he wasn't buried and under an avalanche of Secret Service people and thrown into a car and whisked to the hospital that they have the route cleared for, right. And
even
all
when,
those things.
Even when they have, you know, the presidential thing, we come here. I mean, these guys would drive down on Webster 85 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But it was like, I don't know. We ready? We going to go? Yeah. What are we going to do? Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see to study this thing. But they've got to, when you get this close, he is the final candidate, right, for the Republicans. I think we should elevate their security a little bit more. It's not like there's a chance he's going to be the nominee. I mean, and besides, the guy was a former president, too. I think that should weigh in for some additional security to go at least a couple hundred yards. I mean, the perimeter of that thing was small. You know,
I know. It's like, got a text here. Todd just put it up here. Did you do this, Todd?
This is from Google. So Theodore Roosevelt was actually the one that was shot. And his first line was, "Friends, I shall ask you to be as quiet as possible." And then his second line was, "I don't know whether you fully understand that I've just been shot."
Wow. I didn't know he was shot. I didn't know Teddy Roosevelt was shot.
I gave a talk.
Wow.
Then he went to the doctor.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. That was.
How did I not know that?
You forgot it. You knew it.
Everybody, no, I didn't.
Yeah. You learned it. I don't think you paid as close attention to history as you probably should have. But you know, you did. Everybody went over that. So anyway,
everybody up there didn't know that Teddy Roosevelt was ever shot. I bet 10% of our people know.
I didn't remember it. No,
yeah. But you knew it after you said it. You're like, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I thought you were going to say McKinley or somebody like that.
Okay. Well, maybe that's. That's not the question. It's really not the name so much as there was a president that was shot and went on and gave a speech. No, you knew that.
Whatever name it was.
Well, you knew that.
I did not know that.
You do,
and I'm
you
not did, kidding. I did not know that.
That a president was shot and then gave a speech like on this train or something.
I literally did not know that.
But Todd, you knew that. You just didn't remember the name, right?
I knew there was a president that was shot and like continued a speech.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
All right. Okay. Well, not everybody does. But anyway, today is Hug Your Kids Day.
Oh, isn't that a nice day?
Can't beat that.
Nope.
Tapioca pudding day.
That you can beat.
Horse love day.
Oh, love it.
Huh?
I knew you'd love that, Jim. That's why.
Horse love day. That's cool.
How long did Star live?
Well, he's... Well, don't... That's sad to ask like
well,
that.
Well, I should have made that way. I mean, when did he...
What'd you say? What happened to Star?
He could have said, when did Star die?
No.
Yeah, you know, trying to be nice.
You should have said, what happened to Star?
What happened to Star?
There you go. Now, what happened was I had him when I was in sixth grade, fifth, sixth, seventh grade. And then he became difficult, like raising a horse in the hood. And so we ended up giving him to a riding academy.
Oh.
We donated him. So I could still go visit him, but then that kind of, you move on.
Ride?
Huh?
Can people ride Shetland ponies?
He was just chilling there. Okay. No. They had other
Jim
horses.
Jim rode them all the time, though, didn't you?
I did. I really did. We had a saddle and everything. Absolutely.
Did your feet touch the ground when you were on him?
No.
Okay.
It's like one of those push carts where you're like feet on both sides.
Guys, don't get defensive.
Come on, Star. You can do it. I guess at a quick break, we got a full lineup today, folks. Stay with us.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
please?
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Minor the Mayor here on a Monday morning, 72 degrees already right across the board, Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. What was the high yesterday? Did it get to 90?
Oh, 88 for sure. I don't know if it got to 90. I went and got Milt in the pool.
Oh.
You know,
bought him a little.
It was hot.
Okay.
A little waiting pool. Yeah.
Well, don't his nails or his claws like puncture it?
No, it's that hard plastic.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was inflatable.
And then you know what I bought? What they told you to buy is
a little rubber ducky with them?
No, guppies.
Guppies.
Because they go in there and they swim around, and it's okay for a dog to eat guppies. It's like good for them. So I only bought five. They're 22 cents each. And I put the guppies in the pool, and he was like, wow.
Did those guppies have any idea what was in store for them? I mean, what a way to go if you're a guppy. You know what I mean? This is it.
But that's what they encourage that.
Cause they dogs say, like, eat. I didn't know that either. I didn't know Teddy Roosevelt went through that thing, well, I did not know that dogs eat guppies.
Yeah, I didn't know the Teddy Roosevelt thing, but I do know the Teddy Roosevelt thing. Is this a joke? No, I swear to God, I went to Petco or PetSmart. I went to both of them. PetSmart is where I ended up buying it. And I said, I need a pool for my dogs. Oh, yeah, come over here. And you get pink or blue? I said, well, I'm blue. And then I said, I just put water in there. Do I have to heat it up or anything? She goes, no, it's cold water. But, you know, guppies, you should put guppies in the water because, you know, that will attract him to the water. And I said, well, really? And she goes, oh, yeah, and they're good for them. That's good nutrition if they eat them. So I said, okay, well, take some. I said, how many should I get? She goes, oh, just, you know, four or five. I said, well, I'll take five. So that was it. And I put him in the pool. And it was cool because he,
did
like,
he eat them?
No, he's still a little skittish.
He's afraid of the guppies?
It's a little embarrassing. I'm glad there's nobody else around.
Right. Milton, eat the fish.
But it's still out there. The guppies are still in there.
Come on, Milton, eat the fish.
He's going today again. So.
Okay.
But it was hot yesterday. I mean, you know, and for a dog, it's hot, right? I mean, anyway, we're going to talk to Brittany Merlot a little bit more about how long this is going to last. But
all right.
It's great for EAA, right? I mean, they've got their big thing kicking off today.
We had great weather in Fond du Lac for our amputee softball tournament.
Perfect night at the Botanical Gardens for Whitney Houston and Tina Turner. So
can't beat the weekend.
No, it was great. It was
fantastic. Great. Then I watched a great basketball game yesterday. I'm a huge Caitlin Clark fan. Huge.
Oh, that's right. You are. You're into that.
Huge. And it was a great game yesterday when they won. Yeah. She had 10 points. She couldn't throw the ball into the ocean before that, and then had 10 points to knock off one of the best teams. And it's really cool. Nice. Because this coach for the opposing team seems like a real snot, okay? Doesn't want Caitlin Clark on the Olympic team. And then they just filled the arena. The arena was just loaded, 20,000 or whatever. Never had a bigger crowd in Minneapolis. Yep, no. And they asked the coach beforehand, hey, you're concerned about how many fans will be here for the opposing team. And she goes, I couldn't give two bleeps about that. In fact, I couldn't give a one bleep about that. Meaning, okay? So then they win, and I loved this. Caitlin Clark walking to the free throw line at the end of the game, like turns towards the fans behind their bench, the opposing bench, and like claps.
Oh, really?
And they all give her a standing ovation and everything. So it's kind of like in your face.
Right. Yeah. I love that. That's good.
Yeah.
She needs to. She
needs to fight back a little bit.
Exactly.
Stop taking it.
That
fight
Iowa
back, be
mentality,
a jerk for
being
a while.
Kind. Right. Yeah. You know, yeah. Play their game.
Get absolutely.
Did you watch
give it
any
right back to them.
Soccer. My son-in-law was in this. Him and Greta were home for the weekend, just visiting.
No, but boy, did you see what happened with those people from Argentina trying to get into the stadium?
Yeah.
They didn't have tickets, but they still tried to break through.
Well, I think some people had tickets and couldn't get in.
Something. It was crazy.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, but the Colombians lost.
What a weekend of deaths, huh?
Yeah. That
Dr. Ruth, Richard Simmons, Dave Loggins, please come to Boston.
That Richard Simmons, we just talked about him on Friday.
That was number one hit in August of 1974. Mm. Am I correct, Todd?
Let's see here. 1974.
Jeez. I would have never guessed that. Yes. So, we just talked about Richard Simmons on Friday. Remember that, you guys?
It was his birthday. It was his birthday. Yeah. And he had just kind of...
We were talking about him. And yeah. All of a sudden, you know, Saturday's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dr. Ruth, you ever read Dr. Ruth's story where she was trained as a sniper in World War II?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah. What?
She was all... just an act. A good shtick, but that's what she was.
But she really was. She was trained as a sniper in World War II for the Jewish resistance. I'm not kidding. I'm being totally honest.
Oh. No, yeah. Okay, that's...
Another one that was a spy and everything was...
Chef.
She always talked like this.
Yes.
Julia Childs.
Yes. Julia Childs.
Yes. She was one.
Wow, that's a stellar team.
I know. Shannon Doherty, boy, she battled everything for a long time. Right. Feel bad for her. Shelley Duvall, who of course was, didn't she play olive oil in?
She did.
Yeah.
In what?
In,
Popeye.
Popeye.
Really?
Yeah. Robin Williams was Popeye.
Yeah. Yeah.
She sounds real skinny. She was in a lot of things.
The Shining.
Yeah. The Shining. Yeah, yeah. That was the big one, really. And Jacoby Jones, who just retired a few years ago, NFL player. I don't know what happened there.
40 years old.
40 years old.
Man.
All in one weekend. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. But yeah, Dunn and Fond du Lac had a great thing with the amputees. Those young amputee kids, you know, the night before, they all got up and talked about how they became an amputee. And, you know, a lot of them are born like that. But then other ones, I mean, you hear some of these stories and it literally breaks your heart. Oh, yeah. And knowing that these young people, like this one young man from, I think, Texas, like probably 10 years old, 11. And it was like, how did, you know, he get lost his feet? He goes, well, when I was 3 years old, we're on the pontoon boat, and I was jumping up and down in the seat, and I accidentally jumped off, and the propellers cut my legs off. It's like, wow.
Oh.
Wow. And here's this young guy courageously telling this story. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That just is like.
They were just wonderful. Just wonderful, wonderful young kids. Can't say enough about them. And the vets, of course, too, are, you know, the way they work with those kids was just amazing. So that's quite the thing they've got going there.
That's awesome. And you emceed that, and then you called the game, right?
Yeah.
Well, two games. Two games? Yeah.
Yeah, kids game, and then the game between
the kids play?
Kids played each other. They had 20 kids. They played each other, 10 kids in each team. Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. It was great. Super great. Then another thing, though, so you went to the musical thing the other night.
I did. Okay. At the Botanical Gardens.
Yes.
Whitney Houston and Tina Turner.
And if you gave it a rating, if you were a critic, how would you rate it?
So we talk a lot about entertainment. We've both seen a lot of stuff. And so, you know, she was trying to be Tina Turner, but she wasn't Tina Turner, you know, and I should have gone there expecting someone not to be Tina Turner.
Well, that's,
you know,
like, I mean, we've all
that was
been,
my
you know,
problem.
I don't
so
go
she
to
was good. Donna thought she was great.
I don't go to, I've gone to tribute band type things, and that same thing with expecting it to be a little bit, you know, the one I enjoyed as much as any was the young guy from Depeer who did the Garth Brooks tribute. I think he was fantastic.
Right.
But do you know what I mean, Todd, as far as, and you're right, you have to, you know what it reminds me of? Did you ever order one of these albums when you were a kid?
Yeah, I know what you're going
You know where I'm going for?
Yep.
And you get it and you realize it's not the original, it's not Neil Diamond singing Sweet Caroline. Right. Yeah. And it's not.
No. And
you can tell. They were a little cheaper to buy.
Right.
Was that Ronco? Ronco Records.
Ronco was all that fishing junk.
No, but it was some company like that.
Yeah, and I believe
it was,
that.
It wasn't K-Tel, but it was something like
K-Tel.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we'd get that for Christmas and we'd open it up and we'd go, and then you'd look at it and go, oh.
You know, same thing happened to me.
So
same thing. That's not Johnny Cash singing Folsom Prison.
And when she sang Proud Mary, which is what I really wanted to see, Ike Turner just wasn't there.
I know you just should have.
I was like, I know a guy.
There's no reason for there not to be an Ike Turner. Not with me in town.
That's what I thought.
Rolling.
That was not there.
Brittany's joining us. Bill Morgan, Brian from the Rockers, another person, and East Champion back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Some areas of Wisconsin have had so much rain that even crops that might like the water are saying enough. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Take, for example, our Wisconsin cranberry crop. Now, at first blush, you say, well, that crop probably likes water. And it does. But Allison Johnjack, University Extension Cranberry Outreach Specialist, says this year they needed technology to try to monitor and control all that water.
We're able to make sure that we keep that good 6-inch root depth dry. And we do that by having our crop elevated a little bit above the water level, so we can raise that water level if we need to, if it's dry or when we need to flood for the harvest or for the winter or for bug protection. But we can otherwise lower that water down and keep our water in our reservoir so that we keep the soil profile at that correct level of enough moisture for the plant, but not so much moisture that the roots suffocate. We're in okay shape in terms of soil moisture just because of our ability to manage that water level.
Allison Johnjack, she's our University Extension Cranberry Outreach Specialist. She says that the water also had an impact on pollinators. She said Wisconsin cranberries are definitely dependent on pollinator activity. With all the rain, that was slowed down this year.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels at Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And a fourth grader from Janesville and a fifth grader from Fenimore have been selected state winners in the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom essay contest. They were asked to write a 500-word essay with the theme, Wisconsin Agriculture is Fruitful. Eleanor Jones Sato is the fourth grader that won from Roosevelt Elementary School in Janesville. And Bree Stalsberg is the fifth grade winner from Fenimore Elementary School in Grant County. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. More available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm and humid again. Our high 87 with a heat index from 90 to 95 today. Tonight, clearing 67. Tomorrow, sunshine 82 by Wednesday, sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement, and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Save big money on all your projects now at Menards. From hitches to ratchet straps and everything in between, we've got all your hauling needs covered. TowSmart designs and manufactures durable steel towing products that resist rust and corrosion. Save big money on TowSmart products when you shop at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Never.
welcome back. Motto of the Mayor on a what is going to be a sweltering Monday. Little Tina Turner heading into the break here.
Or into the segment, rather. So there was a tribute to her and Whitney Houston at the Botanical Gardens. And it was good. It wasn't Tina Turner.
Rolling on the river.
She wore the gold. She looked like her. You should have been there. I'll tell you what they did. When they played this song, this was their second last song, everybody came down and was dancing.
Oh, cool.
That was pretty cool. So
I think this would be a great theme for Britney. Right, every
too.
Week we should play this. Absolutely, as this should be,
yes, every day, every day.
You know, it's so ironic that you're playing this, honestly, because I was singing this yesterday as I was rolling down a river. Literally.
Come on, there.
Really? Yeah. Okay, this is this is your no interest song, Brittany.
Were you
Brittany
kayaking? Malone?
I was actually tubing.
Tubing.
I had my stand-up paddleboard. A couple friends had the tubes, all of that. I've never done it before. I was in the Chippewa Valley. Couldn't even tell you what river technically I was on, but it was a blast.
How'd you do on the stand-up? I think that's tough. Difficult.
It's tough. It really is. You get that current going. You're wobbling a little bit. Yeah. You need that core strength for sure.
Yeah.
My legs were shaky when I first got on there, but by the end of the day, it was good.
I should do that, though, because I got core strength.
Yeah.
I tell you what, so at Elkhart Lake, where we go once in a while, well, often, is there's no wake on Sundays. So that's the day you got to
nice
that.
And calm. Yeah. You do something like that. I'm sure I can do it.
It's the only day I do that. So,
you know what you never see anymore? Or maybe you do if you go to like a Jamaica or someplace. The boards with the sailboards. Remember, those were really popular for a while. You don't really see those too much anymore.
Yeah, like Carrie used to be on.
Who?
John Kerry, remember?
He fell over one time. Or he
jumped the wakes on those.
Yeah.
Or the waves.
You ever do that, Brittany?
I've never. That looks like a blast, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Have you seen, what else is it? It also looks like a surfboard where you kind of like pump up and down and it's not propelled at all. And you're just kind of moving yourself. Have you ever seen those guys on the lake?
And they're actually out of the water, right? They're kind of up high and there's something underneath like a rudder or something. And as they jump up and down, it propels them.
I've never seen this.
Wow, no. We have those bikes that you get. I'm not kidding you. And they have like the fins on instead of tires. So you bike around the lake.
Oh.
And the guy's like, I used to be out of shape.
Huh?
And the guy's like, I said, well, how much is it? I don't know what it was, $25 an hour. And I said, well, okay, where can we go? He goes, well, you know, you go once around the lake, it's probably 50 minutes. I'm like, okay. So I go and I'm like, halfway through, it's like 45 minutes. That's what we're going to...
So pick up the pace.
I had to cut across the lake to get back in time.
Daddy, when do we get to use that? So the fat guy's done.
Anyway, we're at a friend's cottage, and cottages are great, but the toys are so expensive. Jet ski, a boat. You got to get, kayaks. Yep. It's better off just renting them. I mean, you're paying too much, but you know what?
I agree.
Because do you own all that stuff, Brittany? Do you own the stand-up and do you own your kayak? You must own a kayak.
I've got two kayaks, two stand-up paddle boards. I've got some stuff. But it takes years to acquire. You know what I mean?
Right. But
where do you keep it all?
The garage.
I have
a two-car garage.
Oh, nice.
I thought, my bedroom. I have like John's studio. Yeah, it's like you walk in. You can't walk in. Okay. Well, that's cool. So you enjoyed this weekend, this 88 degrees. You took advantage of it.
I did. And those storms were crazy, though. That pushed a lot of the plans.
Saturday night. Wow. Oof.
We had a few festivals going on here in Northeast Wisconsin. Life Fest down in Oshkosh. You had a couple of events. The volleyball thing, was that outside? That was outside.
That was, I'll tell you what, I was listening to somebody from another station, a country station, and he was down there. He said, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was listening to him as I was going to Fond du Lac. He said, this is 3,000. When we first had the guy on the other day, I thought it was 3,000 people. 3,000 teams.
Volleyball teams.
Of like how many people? Eight?
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. That's just the people. That's just the teams. I mean, then you got the spectators.
This might be 10 times more than that.
That's right.
He said it was amazing.
That's awesome that Oshkosh drive. They do it big down there. EAA 600,000 is... Life Fest is huge that they do every year. This volleyball thing is big. And then they have that 41 concert. Remember that guy was on here?
Yeah.
That thing's.
Yeah, they're going big with everything.
They
used
to be called Country USA, but they call it something else now.
Yeah.
41 Crossroads.
They just, Yeah, we have a lot of little events. They're not that small. I mean, 2,000 people, 3,000, 5,000, but man, they just...
Brittany, you'd be proud of me.
Make it all up.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Middle of the day yesterday, I did 13,517 steps, 6.2 miles.
Oh my gosh, that's impressive.
It is.
141 minutes walking.
Getting ready for that bike ride.
Yes. In that heat, I was impressed too. I just sat on a beach.
Same. I started at like 1 o'clock and I finished at about 3 o'clock.
That is like the peak heat.
Yes, because I do that on purpose so I can sweat more. Because I just feel like I'm...
You like that.
Pardon?
You like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Heat. I don't want to work out in the cold.
Do you wear a headset?
No.
When you walk, no?
No.
You wear sunglasses? Hat?
Visor.
Sunglasses?
I didn't have any yesterday, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you run into people?
Well, there's a lot of people on bikes. Lots and lots.
I mean, like, run into them physically. I meant, like,
and
say hello. Okay.
No. That I wouldn't reckon. No.
Yeah. Okay.
I pretty much keep my head down. I don't really say hello to anybody. I just kind of keep my head down and just go.
Oh, look at that poor guy.
Yeah.
Depressed.
Yeah. So that's why.
So, I'm just going to say this. It looks like we have a great, great week coming up. You know, and next week, too. I don't know. You said that 3 days are pretty solid. 10 days is kind of a guess. But I looked out 10 days because of the EAA, and it looks like we're into a nice, as you would say, weather pattern.
Yeah, it looks amazing, especially to start EAA. Not entirely sure in the middle of the week towards the last weekend what that's going to look like. I think a lot of the heat and humidity is going to build back in. But for right now, after today, after that cold front pushes through, we're going to be falling into the 70s to low 80s, crisp, perfect kind of temperatures, no humidity, no rain, no storms, just sunshine for an extended period of time, like you said.
I'm sorry, when's that supposed to start, Brittany?
Like Wednesday, right?
Tomorrow.
Oh, really? Okay. Because I'm taking I want to take my granddaughters to the zoo up in Michigan, the DeYoung Family Zoo, on Friday and Saturday. So
Friday, I think. Yeah, it'll be in the upper 70s to low 80s for Friday and Saturday. Yeah. Sunny, great weather, high pressure dominating. I know, isn't it? Finally, a break.
Perfect.
Right.
They got a special thing. Actually, I'd like to get a hold of Carrie if we can. Do you have Carrie's number, Todd?
I do.
Could you call her?
I'll see if I can
That's
get a hold of her.
That's the lady that brought in that kangaroo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've got a special thing now,
I guess. She did. There was a kangaroo in here.
Baby kangaroo. Cutest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Yep. That's cool. Oh.
But they've got a thing there where it's a special place they built where you can reserve it for like your family or whatever, and have one-on-one with these animals. Like, I guess you can swim with the otters in the pool and all kinds of stuff like that. So I'd love to do that with my granddaughters.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, swimming with the otters, and they're always so cute, too.
I know.
And they're laying on their backs.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, they will. That's nice of you. They will remember that. That's pretty cool.
So I really want to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
But you can't swim, so you stay on the outside. And
I can wear floaties.
That's true. Jumbo size, but yeah, okay.
What else go down in your world, Brittany?
Oh gosh, not too much. I'm excited for the weather, just the break in it all, finally. You know what I mean?
How high are we?
Crazy spring.
Where are we for like rain?
Last I checked was about a week and a half ago, and you were double the amount of the average that you should be at. And I think, was it Menasha and Appleton area got about 2 inches on Saturday, which is just outstanding. Wausau picked up 3 inches. I think Madison was near 4 inches of rainfall. So that just doubled a lot of things as well.
Unreal.
Did we hit 90? Mm-hmm.
No, you did not.
Okay. We were talking about that.
Felt like 90.
Yes,
well, okay,
it did.
But that's okay. But okay. But again, your thermometers, like the National Weather Service, their thermometers are in the shade, correct?
Correct. They're in a white box off the ground in the shade. So it's taking that actual temperature, not the one where you're getting the sun rays and the radiant of, you know, maybe a building or the blacktop. That all adds to the temperature.
That's what I mean. So what you're really feeling out in that sunshine on a day like yesterday, well over 90, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit outside and I'll listen to, Meet the Press and,
I do the same.
Well, I do that every Sunday.
Sit on the beach,
right,
under an umbrella.
Yeah,
that's
meet the press.
That's what I do. I think a lot of people do that.
Do they?
I do. I do.
I think a lot of people sit on the beach and listen to Meet the Press.
I do. And
okay.
And this week and Yeah, wow. I do. I think a lot, because there's three of those news programs on, and they're an hour long, but if you listen to it like on Spotify, it's only like, you know, 43 minutes because they take all the commercials out. So you can listen to all three of them in like 2.5 hours. Anyway, which I did yesterday.
I know what I'm doing next week.
Well, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I'm sitting with Jim on the beach and listening to
it. You can laugh all you want. I think a lot of people do that.
I think a lot don't.
Okay. I think a lot. Well, anyway, let me just start. I was going to make a point.
I know so many people who make it a point to not do that.
Anyway.
I can go on and on how many.
But I do that later, like at noon, because they don't put it on at the same time. Because they want you to watch it on TV and watch all the commercials. So like at noon or 1 o'clock, you can download it on Spotify and it's commercial free. Anyway, the point I was trying to make before I was rudely interrupted by both the producer and my co-host was that my phone overheated.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. You know, what is that? Like 80 degrees, 85? But my phone, like it stopped playing. So then I had a... go in the house, have a little...
So you could listen to more of it.
And then it cooled off, and then it was good, and then I... So anyway.
The texts are already coming in.
What do you got coming in, Todd?
The texts are already coming in.
I think a lot.
So far, 100% no.
Here's got one here. Here's your survey, Mino, before you even ask. No.
Okay. All right. Anyway, that's what I normally do. A lot of times on Sunday afternoons, I'll just...
Okay.
But my phone stopped yesterday because it was overheated. That was the point I was trying to make.
Okay.
And 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay. Another text here. Question. So you're saying Meet the Press caused his phone to overheat? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I did. Well, okay. Good. Well, Brittany, always a pleasure having you on. I'm sure you got lots of sun yesterday, but I'm sure you took the proper precautions because you're one of those people.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
So what do you have planned now with this great weather? You're a golfer? Yes. No, I remember asking you that. I forgot what you said.
You know, I'm not, but I will go out and try and, you know, have some fun, but I'm not serious about golfing. How about you guys?
We're on, we are working an event today for the new community shelter. It's their, fundraiser over at Oneida, and Johnny and I are working the eighth hole. I think is it the longest drive? We have something.
I don't know.
Anyway, so we're doing that, and there's 30 teams coming through, so we'll be there from 9:30 till, I don't know, 3, 4. But we have those little tents and refreshments, and so anyway, it's gonna be fun. But yeah, it's a great week to golf. Today might be a little bit hot, but the rest of the week, when it gets down in the upper 70s, that's like perfect golf weather.
For anybody that knows, everybody that's taking part in golf tournaments, you know there is nothing more fun than standing in a hole for 8 hours when it's 87 degrees. There is no endeavor that's more fun. Yeah. Got another text here. Jim, I never have done that, and now I never will. Thank you, texters. Yes. All right, Brittany, always a pleasure having you on. We really enjoy it.
Enjoy your week, Brittany, and thanks for the weather.
Thanks for the update.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good one.
Take care. See you. Brittany Merlo from Civic Media. I've got a Todd, you got any aspirin?
We'll talk to her at
what's going on?
My tooth that I cracked.
You never got fixed?
They never got fixed.
Oh, it's
throbbing like you can't believe.
So if you would have listened to Meet the Press yesterday or one of those stations, Bernie Sanders was on.
Uh-huh.
And I thought of you when he was going on his rant about, you know, his agenda, but dental care for Medicare.
Did he talk about that?
He's rattling off all the stuff he wants, but that was something that he really...
I've had the greatest dental insurance known to man up until a month ago or whatever.
We went on Medicare.
And now it's the worst.
Yeah,
like I said, I had to write out a check for $700 before I leave the dentist's office.
I told you to find a different plan. I thought he was right about that.
So anyway, right now, my tooth is throbbing like you can't believe.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can't even talk right. Am I talking right, Todd? No. I feel like I'm slurring my words.
No, you're good, actually. You're good.
I need something big, though.
Yeah. Here we go.
You know what I'm trying to find is some olive clove oil. Clove oil.
Okay, why?
Because they say that takes the pain away right away.
Really?
But I don't know where in the world. I went to CVS. They didn't know what I was talking about.
No, that's because it's...
I actually have some at home. I use it to kill weeds, so... I use it to kill weeds.
Okay. This just does something, Johnny.
Seriously?
Yeah. But you go back up to Nugani and buy some of that illegal stuff.
All right. We got Bill Morgan's going to be joining us in a little bit, talking local baseball. Back after this.
listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Motto on the Mayor on a beautiful Monday morning on 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Just text Civic Media app. Price of stamps going up today from 68 to 73 cents.
I was
going to
buy some.
What was the least amount that I remember was 6 cent stamps?
Well, I don't remember that.
All right.
Wow.
I think this is why many people don't send out Christmas cards anymore. It's gotten so expensive to send them.
Oh, I don't what? Know. People say that. I mean, come on. 63 cents to take something off your desk and have a guy deliver it to any place in the United States in 2 days.
Okay.
I think that's worth 63 cents.
Okay.
I think stamps.
But if you send out
I think
50,
stamps is a
how
really
much
good
is that,
deal?
That if you send out 50 Christmas cards at 78 cents.
I send out more than 50.
Well, that's what I mean. But I mean, you're looking at some serious money now, don't you think?
I for what you get, no. I think that's a really good deal. I think the reason people complain about it is because they remember back when they
I bet there's more people that don't send out Christmas cards outside of their own family members than do anymore. I mean, it used to be you'd send them to everybody. People have cut way back on sending out Christmas cards.
And you think it's because of the price of stamps?
Yeah.
I think Christmas cards are expensive.
Whatever.
You get pictures on there, and I think Christmas cards are expensive, but...
Quick poll. 63 cents
to send somebody something across the country. You could 63. That's nothing. What'd you spend for that cup of coffee this morning? $4.50 or something. That's nothing. I just don't think that's a lot of money.
All right.
60. I think people would agree with me that 63 cents is not a lot of money. What can you get for 63 cents?
Okay. Let me ask you this.
No, you can pack a gum. You can get, what else can you buy for 63 cents? Maybe, a cheap pen, or some guy can take this package and deliver it, pick it up at your house and deliver it to another house anywhere in the country. And all three of these things cost 63 cents. That's that the best value? I still think postage is a good deal.
Can you pick up your phone right now and call anybody in the country? How much that could cost you?
I
nothing. It comes out of your main package, but it's not like every call is like 78 cents per minute or something. But let me ask you this.
I don't know.
If you were running for office and you had to send out 5,000 postcards, would you do it if you pay for it out of your own pocket at 78 cents?
Well, there's
no bulk. Just yes or no.
Well, I just say there's bulk rate.
No,
and
forget
and
the
letters.
Bulk rate.
Nobody sends letters.
I'm just saying
postcards.
If you had to send them out and you actually had to pay for them out of your own pocket, would you cut down on the number you would send if it was 78 cents?
This is what I would do. I would compare it to other communication things, billboards, which nobody looks at, or they don't look at it as much. It's you're getting to the customer. Radio, which is a great way to advertise, TV, newspaper, and I would look and say, what's the best value? And it very well could be the direct mail at 78 cents. I don't know that. It depends what you're running for.
And even if it was coming out of your own pocket.
If I was going to spend X amount on getting reelected, which I think is, let's say I was going to spend $100,000 on getting reelected.
Okay.
I think I would look at direct mail. I think that's very powerful.
All right.
It gets in the customer's hand.
So you don't think 78 cents is a lot to send a letter?
I don't.
No?
Okay. I don't. I think compared to 6 cents, it is. And you remember?
I remember 6 cents. Yeah, then it went up to 8. Yeah. Then I lost track. Then I stopped sending Christmas cards. I'm just saying.
Okay. Yes.
Who's got time for that anymore?
I know, right? I mean, it's always nice when you get one, but still it's like.
Okay. There's ways to do that more efficiently.
Pay somebody to do it, Jim?
No. I'm just saying you can get a picture.
One of your staff members?
You get a picture of your family, and we like to take it maybe in the summer.
Can I ask you something first that's just bugging me a little bit? What did you spill in your shirt this morning?
Yeah, I know. I think coffee or something.
I thought that was sweat earlier.
I did, too. I thought you were sweating right through already.
I thought he had boob sweat.
You did a little bit of a workout this morning.
Yeah, I worked on it. Thank you, John, for...
Because I thought the same thing. That'll dry.
Morgan's here. I'll go home and change before we go to our golf outing.
Okay.
I think I spilled something on my
shirt. I think you did, too. I'll be honest with you.
I know.
But, I still think... I know what you're trying to say.
Yes, okay. That's a good
But
value.
What I'm saying is there anything in this country that has ever gone up exponentially higher from where it was till now than stamps?
Yeah. I that's a good question, because... that's a good question. And the hike they took today was significant, right? 5 cents.
I thought it was 63 to 78. Or is it 68 to 78? I don't know.
It's over 10%. That's a lot. Yes, that's a lot. And I think the post office is very, very poorly managed. I mean, I think we have people that, I don't want to be too critical, but I think there are some people who work in the post office that... they're lucky they're working in the post office.
There's one, I've got great friends that work in post office, so I'm not going to rip them now. But there's this one lady where I go sometimes who doesn't like me.
Yeah,
she's just rude to me every single time. Yeah. And I see how she interacts with other people, and it's
then,
great. And
then
I
your
step
turn.
Up, and it's like, you did this wrong.
Same thing.
What do you mean? This is supposed to be over there.
Yep, I got the same.
Totally
a guy.
Rude. I could just tell. And the last time I was there... I walk in and there's a person ahead of me that goes up and this thing. And I swear she looked and saw I was next in line and she went back for a break or something. And I'm not even lying about this.
I think you're right.
This lady does not like me. It's so rude to me. You'd be amazed.
There's a guy on Monroe who does not like me. And I went in there to get my passport. And you go in there and you get your picture and they do your passport. And I've done that before. And the guy's like, we can't do it. But they're doing it over at the county. They're doing it today at the county. Well, they do it at the county every day. And I'm like, what do you think? I don't know that. But it's cheaper if you go to the post office.
Oh, okay.
And the guy's like, but we're just packed. We're just packed. I'm like, there's nobody here. Oh, no, we have appointments all day today. So then I went to the county, spent the extra money, and they were super nice there. Then I went back to the post office, and there was nobody there. So then I went to file a complaint on this guy. And have you ever tried to do that, post office?
No.
You can't. They got this loop thing where you hit this, and then it goes right back to the beginning. So I could never. All I'm saying is that they work for the government, which is truly kind of, you're supposed to be saying you're working for us, and for him to single me out because he doesn't like me. And look, I understand people don't like me because of, and I don't know. I wish they would.
Because you've just been how you are.
Right.
Right.
But I was so mad at him for that.
But isn't that funny how you can just sense it?
I confronted him on it too. What's that?
You can just sense it sometimes.
Oh, yeah, totally. I said to the guy, look, you lied to me.
Yeah. By the way, passports, though, like Dom was going to go back to the Czech Republic, but it's like there's like a 6-month thing from the time you get it now until whatever, and he couldn't go. It's like a 6-month window. It's weird.
I think you can pay a little extra and expedite it.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Oh.
John, in this life, if you got a little money, you can get anything.
It's not that much more.
That's what we're learning.
It's like $30.
I'm setting up 500 Christmas cards at 78 cents a piece. I don't give a damn. What do you think about me now?
I think it's worth it. John, you're going to get one this year.
We're talking local baseball for about the next hour when we come back. Bill Morgan and Brian Kuklinski from the Green Bay Rockers. We've got a Who Are You person today.
Awesome.
And one of our favorite people, Ace Champion. What a great lineup.
All right.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice
slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one? Five.
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/31/2024.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.